It's music time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle. A very good Sunday evening to you. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. This is today's first edition of our program featuring both popular and traditional music by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. The recordings we have for you have been selected and prepared for us by VOA's Music Man for Africa, my colleague, Leo Sarkeesian. And you can rest assured we're happy to have you with us, and we do hope you'll stay and enjoy this very special program. From Nigeria, a gentleman who's really, really become part of the musical history of West Africa, Sir Victor Uwaifo, who's still turning out that wonderful sound we all love. And some of you may remember the special program that we broadcast back in 1995. We told you all about this Nigerian megastar. Well, you know that he's an all-around musician, poet, artist, and philosopher. And because we have so many new listeners tuning to our Africa service, I asked Leo to talk about Sir Victor again, and we'll have more of his music for you. But right now, from his bestseller album, Ekasa Akwete Sasakosa 94, this is Owenize Voto. Owenize Voto, eh, Owenize Voto. Owenize Voto, eh, Owenize Voto. Owenize Voto.
Yeah.
Owenize Voto, Sir Victor Uwifo, one of West Africa's superstars. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll have more about him and his music right after this reminder that you're listening to Music Time in Africa on VOA's Africa service. And in case you just tuned into this program on The Voice of America while the music was playing, I'm Rita Rochelle. I'm your weekly guide into the world of African music, along with Leo the Music Man, broadcasting to Africa and the rest of the world from our studios on Independence Avenue. We're located in downtown Washington, D.C., here in the USA, and we're broadcasting on shortwave, but you can also find us on medium wave in West, Central, and Southern Africa. The frequencies are 1530 kilohertz for West and Central Africa, and for our friends in Southern Africa, you can hear us on 909 kilohertz. Again, I'd like to repeat that the frequencies and times for all of our special programs broadcast in English to Africa are listed in the current program schedule, which is available for you, our listeners. Let me give you our address for corresponding. Now, this is our regular address here in the USA. Simply write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20547 in the USA. And now our alternate address. This is the one I recommend you use because I'm sure it should be easier and definitely less expensive. So here we go with my recommendation. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Now let me repeat that one for you because I do want to hear from you. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. You heard him earlier. Sir Victor Uwifo is from Benin City in Edo State, Nigeria. Benin was the capital city of the former great empire of Benin. Victor started his musical career as a highlife musician. Highlife is dance music that was very popular in West Africa during the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Victor later put his talents to work and created his own original style of dance music called Akwete. But it was first a hit recording that really brought him fame, success, and popularity throughout West Africa. That was his song, Joromi. That recording alone sold over 100,000 copies. Good for you, Victor. More about Sir Dr. Victor Uwifo now from The Music Man. Leo?
Thank you, Rita. As you've already mentioned, Victor is from Benin City in Edo State in Nigeria. He was born in 1941. His primary education and part of his secondary was in Benin City, but he moved to Lagos and completed his secondary education there. He became the leader of the school band, and in his spare time, he played guitar with the famous Victor Olaya All-Stars Band. Later, during his studies at Yaba College of Technology, he joined Isi Arinze's Highlife Band at the Kakadu Club. And that brings back memories for me, Rita. I remember the Kakadu Club very well when I was in Lagos, enjoying the music and the dancing. Well, Victor became a graphic artist for the Nigerian Television Service in 1964, and that's when he did a weekly music program featuring Benin folk songs. I have more about this unusually and highly talented musical artist, but right now, I'll play track 2 from this album. This is titled Dabo Dabo.
Dabo Dabo, Dabo Dabo, Ramen Pemen, Yemen Pemen, Merileo, Dabo Dabo,
1965, Victor had saved enough money for equipping a band and was able to form a nice group of musicians called the Melody Maestros. Well, that's also the time he became famous internationally because he produced three fantastic recordings, singles called Siri Siri, Guitar Boy, and, of course, my own favorite, Jodomi. And at that time, I was stationed at VOA's African Program Center in Monrovia, Liberia. And believe me when I say that all the jukeboxes in the various clubs, or wherever you went, it was Jodomi you heard. And I danced to Jodomi so much that whenever I walked about downtown Monrovia, people started to greet me saying, "Hey, Jodomi." So I'll have to play my copy of Jodomi for you. Jodomio. Jodomio, that's the kind of music that makes the job fun. Great music, and as Rita always says, that's what this program is all about, good music. Well, Victor UIFO's success and popularity finally led up to his world tours. He took his band to Russia, Europe, Japan, North Africa, and he toured the United States. In 1970, he moved back to his hometown, Benin City, and established the Jodomi Hotel and opened the Club 400. In 1975, John Collins, the author of the book Music Makers of West Africa, went to Benin to interview Victor. From the interview, we learned that Victor came from a family of 13. He said when he was only 2 years old, his father would call him to come and dance to Spanish tunes and rumbas that he played on an old gramophone. Actually, the whole family was musically inclined. His father played the accordion, and his mother was a lead singer in their church. When asked how he learned to play the guitar, Victor said he used to listen to the palm line guitar players playing in the bars. His father, of course, was opposed to all this. When his father passed away, Victor took some lessons from Dizzy Akwe, the guitarist for E.T. Mensah and his Tempos band. Victor Uwifo says the foundation of his music is very cultural, rich in African culture, both in rhythm and song lyrics. And he adds that even though he uses modern instruments, he hasn't really changed the basic character of his music. And that brings us to another track from this album. This is titled Nobuezomo. You're listening to the sound of Akweta music of Sir Dr. Victor Uwifo. Much of Victor's early music was played with what he called the Akweta sound. He said he discovered colors in sound and sound in colors. That led to him to transpose the colors of Akweta cloth into music. Akweta is a very beautiful hand-woven cloth made in eastern Nigeria. Victor said the different colors represented moving rhythms, which he called Akweta. And this led to his composing his famous hit song, Jodomi. Later, he created a music style called Shadow. Another sound style was Mutaba, which lasted for about 2 years, until he began another musical dance style called Ekasa. It was originally an indigenous dance of Benin, performed as a royal dance for the coronation of a new king. Also drawing heavily on local customs and tradition, he went on to create still another dance style called Sasakosa. Right now, here's an example of Victor Uwifo's Ekasa music.
Ekasa 1990, the music of Sir Victor Uwifo. And once again, very special thanks to the music man, my colleague Leo Sarkeesian, for that most interesting story about Brother Victor Uwifo. But I'm afraid that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa this evening. Leo and I, however, will be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now with today's second edition. Do join us. That's at 1930 UTC, and we'll have the best in African pop music just for you. So I highly recommend you stay right there by your radio. Keep it tuned to VOA's Africa service and to this station, because a report of the latest news is following next. For now, dear friends, I'm Rita Rochelle, and as always, my love to all of you.